Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
As a ministry, we are really committed to helping believers see how blessed they are, because it is God's desire for all of us to live in His blessing. So with us today, I have Robert Hodgkin, right, from our own team. I'm so excited that we get to impart this to our viewers today. And we're going to talk about the power of blessing and curse, and which one do we want to choose. And we've got these kind of like these little visuals for you. So I picked up two rocks. Well, I didn't pick them up. My husband did, actually. We took them from the path.
The backyard.
The path beside our house that we will return later, because it was actually common property. So we thought we could, you know, use them. But anyways, the light-colored one for representing blessing. The dark-colored one representing curse. Just because the dark one's on Robert's side of the table means nothing.
That's right.
It's just for you to have a visual, because we're going to show you that actually living in the blessing realm or the curse realm is your choice. You know, we can go here or we can go there. And we're going to show you what defines that, what kind of things it is that brings you either to the blessing or the curse.
God actually gives us instruction on this, Patricia, in Deuteronomy 30. This is what it says. I'm going to read Deuteronomy 30, verses 15, 16, and 19. See, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His commandments and His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it. I call heaven and earth to witness today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants. And Patricia, what impacts me about this scripture today is right at the beginning, God says, see what I put before you. See what I've made available to you. See the blessing that you can have in me. Grab hold of that. See it and grab hold of it.
Amen. I love the prayer of Jabez, and I was meditating on it just the other day, and again just before the program began. And it says actually in verse 9 of 1 Chronicles 4 that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And I remember asking the Lord one time, why was he more honorable? And the Lord said, because he believed the word regarding blessing.
Come on.
And so I'm sure that there was other reasons too, but God was highlighting that. And the Lord spoke to me and said, if you will just believe my word, if you will believe what I tell you. And so it says that Jabez, he called on the God of Israel. And the first thing he said is, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, he prays for other things that are about blessings. And then it says, and God gave him the answer to his prayer.
Why?
And yeah, because he believed. That's, and because he knew that he was created for blessing. And that goes right back to Genesis chapter 1.
Yes.
In verse 27 and 28, it says, we were created in the image of God. And right at that time of creation, God says, and he blessed us and said, be fruitful and multiply, and have dominion and rule and all those good things. And so we have in us this knowing that we are to be blessed. And all through the Old Testament and the New, we see consistently that God wants to bless his people. And Deuteronomy 28, the whole chapter is about blessing and curse.
Right.
In fact, the first 14 verses are about blessing. If we obey the Lord, if we disobey, it's curse. And the other 68 verses in that chapter, so from verse 15 to 68, it's all about these curses will come upon you if you walk away from the Word of God. And that doesn't mean God's just waiting to, throw a curse at us.
That's right.
He's just letting us know, if you want to live in blessing, live in this realm. If you want curse, you do this.
That's right. He's saying, like we started with Deuteronomy 30, he's saying, see what I've made available to you. Even in that section of passage of scripture in Deuteronomy 28, when he says, obey my word and you'll be blessed, one of the things that we have to understand in English, that comes across almost like a quid pro quo, almost like if you obey, then I'll bless you. But that's not what the word means in Hebrew. In Hebrew, the root word comes from shamar, which means to watch over, to guard, to protect, to watch for and expect. So what God's saying is, know what I've given you, hold that in your heart. Watch over it. Protect that. No matter how things look in any given moment, remember that you are blessed. Concentrate on that. Focus on that. Grab hold of that. In Genesis 1, you said we were created for blessing.
Yep.
We see before the fall the blessing that Adam and Eve walked in. Walking with God, perfect protection, perfect provision, perfect everything they needed. And then after the fall, that shifted. But Christ has brought us back into that place of relationship with perfect protection, perfect provision. Now, on days, it can be challenging to see that, but we have to know we have it. It's just as vivid, just as clear in here. Here as it was to Adam and Eve in the garden. When we have that, then we have everything God's given us, and we can live in that blessing zone. Because who would want to live here when we can live there?
I know. I can hardly even stand to read about those curses, because we're not created for it. That's why if you are watching right now and you're feeling, oh man, my life is so cursed. It's negative that's happening here, and this is falling apart, and I'm having problems, and my house is having problems, my dog is having problems, and I just feel cursed. The reason why it doesn't feel right to you is because it's not your portion. You were created for blessing. And that's why when we're blessed, if you're being blessed right now, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
It feels right. Because that's how you are to live. And I know that in my book, In the Zone, I can get it on patriciaking.com. Just go to the resource section there. And you can get it. It's called In the Zone. And it's about living in that realm of blessing. But that is what we're created for. Now, are we going to live in the blessing realm or the curse realm? That is the question.
Right.
And the decision, according to what you read in Deuteronomy 30, it's our decision.
It is our decision, because both are right there. God has given us the blessing zone. If we choose it, we will see it manifest. If we agree with what he's given us, it will manifest. But if we choose to be cursed in our free will, we enter into the cursing zone. God hasn't cursed us.
That's right.
We've refused the blessing zone and entered into the cursing zone. And we need to realize that we have that power to enter into what God has given us. In our free will, we can say, yes, I agree. I'm going to hold your word in my heart. I'm going to declare your word. I'm going to believe your word, and I will see the blessing come forth. Or we can get into what you were talking about, the cursing zone. But we enter it. We enter it by declaring we're cursed. We enter it by not following God's ways to be blessed. We enter it by not believing because temporary facts seem difficult.
Yep.
We start thinking and speaking things over ourselves in agreement with temporary facts, and it becomes the reality that we're living in.
Exactly. When God created man, you can read about this in Genesis chapter 2. Before he created man, he created this amazing environment in the earth. There was light and trees and birds and fish and streams, and everything was so beautiful because everything was created in love. I mean, it was a love environment and purity and beautiful. I mean, everything was just absolutely brilliant.
Everything was good.
Everything he made was good.
And we were made to live in the good.
We were made to live in goodness. And then God put man in there and said, you can eat of anything you want in all this realm. Just enjoy it all. You can have it all. And he said, except for one thing, there is a tree. You cannot eat from this tree, because there's one tree. If you eat from it, the day that you eat from it, you shall die. So he's saying, all of this gives you blessing, but you just eat off this one thing and it's going to curse you. So it didn't take us long. I mean, in the next few verses, we ate.
Right.
And so that entered into us, that death, that separation from God, the separation from his blessing. But in Jesus Christ, you've been brought back. And that's why in Deuteronomy 28, and it says, if you obey all this, if you do all this, none of us have done obeying all the commandments, but Jesus did.
That's right.
And he's given us his life. So therefore, we're positioned again for blessing. But we're going to talk about three things today. Well, we're going to mention three things and focus on one.
Okay.
Is that is our thought life that will dictate to us if we live in the blessing realm or the curse realm. Because if we think negative, it will affect our brain, will affect our body.
Yes.
And it'll affect our life around us. And so thinking will keep us in this realm or this realm. Positive thoughts in the blessing realm, negative thoughts in the curse realm.
Right.
Simple as that. Our words and our actions also. If we choose evil actions, we're going to have the consequence of
curse.
That's right. If we choose righteous actions, we're going to have the consequence of blessing. This is so easy, you know? I mean,
the kingdom's simple.
Yeah, the kingdom
is
so
very simple.
But today we want to concentrate on the power of our words. And of course, we know that in the book of James, it talks about how words can create life or death, blessing or curse.
That's right.
In fact, the whole course of our life is dictated by the words that we speak. And out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth speaks.
Jeremiah 1, God makes it clear. It's, I want to put my words in your mouth. And these words can build up, they can establish. But we can also speak words that will tear down. So we have to choose to come into agreement with God's will, God's ways, and God's word. And when we do, we'll see things built up. We'll see blessings flow. It all works very simple.
And it is simple. It's easy. And I want you to push the easy button, because I was sharing with a friend earlier, and they'd been trying to help someone with an issue that they were going through. And so they just suggested, you know, just choose, you know, just make a choice, even though it doesn't feel right to you, you can choose to believe the right thing. And because this person was saying, well, I can say it, but I don't really believe it, but you can choose to believe it. Your will can choose to believe it and to speak it. It's not that hard. It really isn't. And sometimes I give this example, it's kind of a funny example, but people say, oh, I don't know, I'm struggling so bad, it's too hard to go over to the blessing realm because I'm stuck in this realm. And so sometimes I use this example of someone that is walking into a church, let's say, and they look at the front of the church, and right in front of the altar, there's this huge, massive pile of pig manure. I mean, it is fresh pig manure. It stinks. It's got heat waves coming off of it. I mean, it is obnoxious pig manure. But this person that just came into the church, oh my gosh, they've got a problem. They are addicted to pig manure. They just have a problem. They love pig manure. So they say, oh my gosh, I can't stand this. I will never be able to resist that pig manure. And you think, what are you talking about? This is so awful up there. He said, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. I just can't resist this. And in fact, I'm going to end up jumping inside of that pig manure and rolling in it and eating it and smelling it and having it in my hands because I just love it so much. And you'd think, are you joking? That is the most ridiculous thing ever. But like when we put, okay, blessing or curse?
Right.
Like filet mignon or pig manure, which one?
Same choice. I want the filet mignon all day, every day.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so if we could see, if we could just be clear, like our negative thinking, our belief systems that say, oh, I'm just struggling. I really love gossiping and I can't stop.
That's right.
Or I really love smoking and I just can't stop. If we really see it for what it is, if we really see that I'm cursing my life, I'm beating myself up with this, I'm eating pig manure, I'm putting the garbage inside of me, it's like we would see how easy it would be just to change. No, I'm not going to choose this.
No.
I'm going to choose this.
That's right. That's right. And it really boils down to that. Do you want the pig manure or do you want the blessing? And it's a fun example. It's a silly example. We chuckle at it, but it really illustrates the situation.
Right.
And it really is that simple. I can think of my own life, an example of when we first came down here and got into ministry.
Right.
I was blessed to live in a trailer in a trailer park in Mesa, Arizona. But I didn't see it as a blessing at first.
Right.
I'd given up everything. I'd given up Montana, my cabin, the beautiful views up there to come down here, follow my calling, and live in this trailer. And I had a bad attitude about it at first. I was thinking, I'm living in an asphalt lot in Mesa, Arizona in a trailer, and I had this horrible attitude. I couldn't even take a shower in the trailer each morning. morning because the shower was too small. So I had to walk over someplace, take a shower. One morning I'm walking back, and I'm not proud of this, but I was actually complaining in my heart to God. And he took me into a vision where every other trailer in the trailer park disappeared, and it was just that one. And he spoke to my heart, and he said, you know you're called to the nations. What would you think if this was your home on a remote mission field? And I immediately thought, oh, it'd be exciting. It'd be an adventure. I would love it. It would be like a palace to be able to have this in an exciting mission field. And he said, well, that's the attitude you need to have because you're on the mission field and you're the mission. And God started speaking about how my attitudes were wrong, yeah, and I needed to change my attitudes so that I would change my words. That night I was sleeping in the trailer and it started raining. And because it had a tin roof, the rain was slapping down on it. It woke me up. And I thought, oh, this silly tin roof. And immediately I caught myself by the grace of God. And I changed the words that came out of my mouth. They became, God, thank you for this trailer. Thank you that there's a roof over my head. Every day I found something about the trailer to speak well of, to see as a blessing. I would start speaking words of gratitude and thanks for the blessing of that trailer. Within 2 months, God had moved me out of the trailer park and moved me into a wonderful home, which I was so blessed by. And now, all these years later, we have two houses. We have four pieces of property. We lived a very blessed life. And really what it came down to is I was choosing the pig manure.
And then through the change in your thoughts and words,
you
went to this realm.
The blessing
you moved
zone.
Into the blessing,
right,
which you're still in.
It grows every single day.
Once you leave this realm and go over to this realm, you can stay there forever.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
Praise God.
Well, I have a similar testimony, and I remember years ago, I have a feeling that this is going to speak, what Robert and I are sharing, it's going to speak to someone specifically out there, because we're going to shift you from curse
That's
to
right.
blessing.
That's right.
But Ron and I had been, serving the Lord, learning how to live by faith with no visible means of support. And we lived in this, what I thought was a very small townhouse. It was a lot bigger than your trailer, but it felt small,
right,
okay? And it's all relative. And we felt crowded out. And I got into a grumbling mentality, okay? I was being negative in my mind. Oh, this is, so too small, and I don't like it. But I'm stuck. I can't move out of it. I'm just stuck here. And I wake up each morning and grumble about the house that I was living in. And so I was in prayer one day, and the Lord said, you are murmuring and complaining, and just like the children of Israel, I call them hard-hearted because they didn't believe in the blessing that I had promised them, and they were grumbling and complaining about everything. I was so convicted. Oh, my goodness. And I felt like I was living in a curse all that time previously.
Right.
Even though in reality I actually wasn't.
Right.
But it felt like it. So my realm was a curse realm. I put myself there.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
So anyways, right then and there I repented and I got up and I started going through each room of the house. Oh Lord, I praise you for this room. I thank you for these beautiful cupboards, the sink, the food in the cupboards. I thank you for the living room, the carpet. I bless the carpet. I bless the sofa. I bless, the bedrooms and the closets in there and the bathrooms. I just went through every single room and blessed it. And as I spoke it out and had made a quality decision in my mind to change the way I was thinking about it and deliberately with intentionality speaking out the blessing, all of a sudden, like within half an hour, I thought, I can live here. In fact, over the next few weeks, I did the same as you did every day.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for that house. I started to love that house. And I thought, I could live here for the rest of my days. I would be very happy to be here. This is a blessing. And so in my experience, in my emotional experience, I'd gone from curse to blessing simply by making a decision in the way that I thought.
I felt the same way about the trailer. I was actually a little sad when God moved me out because I came to see so many good things about it. So even before my physical location changed, my spiritual location had changed.
I know.
Because I shifted from this zone to that zone.
Absolutely.
And any of you can do it.
Yeah,
and right
on.
Now I am declaring over you great grace for a perspective shift in Jesus' name, that you're going to shift from murmuring and complaining to God's going to highlight things
Amen.
For you to be grateful for every single day. You'll declare it and you'll see the blessings come forth.
Amen. So what happened at that point in our life is that in the natural, we had no way to move out of that house. Financially, at the time, we were learning how to live with no visible means of support. There was no way in the natural we could have moved out of that house. Do you know, I think it was within 6 or 8 months of changing my heart, living in the
blessing realm, in my thoughts
and in my words, that an opportunity opened up for us. It was a miracle opportunity. We moved into our dream home. It was an executive home with a view of over the Fraser Valley, overlooking the water and Mount Baker and everything. It was absolutely spectacular. And we were able to actually give the house that I've been grumbling and complaining about that had become a blessing. We were able to give it to a family who had never been able to purchase a home. That was the first home we gave away. And then after that, there was many other homes that we were able to give away. But it was because the only way that you can give a house away is because you're living in
this
realm.
That's right. That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
And so now we own many homes, many properties. The ministry owns houses, properties, lands. And it's because of living in this realm. If we hadn't changed, we'd still be in this cursed realm to this very day.
And that's what we want you guys to hear, is what shifted it wasn't we, all of a sudden the blessing showed up so our language changed. It was our heart posture changed, so our language changed, and then we shifted into what had been there all along that I had been keeping myself out of. I had been keeping myself in a curse zone because I chose to see the situation as a curse. As soon as our perspective shifted and our word shifted, then all of a sudden the blessing zone opened up.
Awesome.
It had been there all along.
Amen. Really, this is good mentoring for you. But I want to talk right now about the power of decrees. And this is a new book that I have, 31 Decrees for Blessing. And it's for, there is a devotion and a decree and an activation for every day of the month. And it highlights certain areas of blessing that God promises us in the Bible. So what it's designed to do is to give you an opportunity to turn your thoughts towards the blessings of God.
Perfect.
But then to decree the blessing as well. Over 31 days, there will be a transformation in your thinking, and over 3 months, if you continue to just decree it and declare it over 3 months, there will be an established blessing in your life. You can do this by yourself, with your spouse, with your children, with people in the workplace or whatever. It's just powerful, and it's a nice size because you can carry it in your purse or put it in, you know, your bathroom counter, your bedside table, whatever. It's just awesome, but it's full of power because to decree means to speak forth with authority a word that is legal and authoritative in the spirit, God's word, and it will change everything. That word
That's right.
will remain. So I want you to get this, but if you get this book, I want to bless you because you're in the blessing zone. This will transfer you into the blessing zone. I want to bless you with my book of decrees, because in this book there are decrees for just about everything. There's decrees on the grace of God, the favor of God, provision, family, business, ministry, glory, the supernatural, all of that, character, all of that. So I want to give this to you. And I also want to give you the decree for kids. This is an audio CD with 10 tracks on it that declare the blessing of God over children, and which includes the child in you. And there's something about meditating, letting your thoughts mm-hmm. just soak in the truth of God's blessing that will then produce right words that come out of the heart once you believe it. So I'm just excited to be able to present that to you, and just an awesome tool. It's 31 Decrees of Blessing for your life, and I know that that will help you get transformed.
Decrees are so powerful, Patricia. We all know that God formed all of creation by speaking the word. So if words form creation, why wouldn't we expect words to impact creation? When
right.
we speak forth the word of God, it creates, it recreates, it forms, it reforms. So these are really awesome tools for everybody to shift into the blessing zone.
And we so want you to be in the blessing. Just as we're wrapping up right now, I know that you're probably wondering, what are these little things on the table? So let us explain it. We've been doing some research recently on the power of the words and your thoughts, and its influence on the brain and your life. And so one of the things that we discovered just by looking on Google is that there is a rice experiment that you can do by using one pot of rice, and out of that same pot, you have two containers. that you put rice into, and then you seal them. So it's glass containers sealed. You write love on one container and hate on the other. And then over the next, let's say, 40 days, 100, 140 days, we've seen so many examples of people who have experimented
That's
with
right.
this online. You can look it up yourself. And they vary anywhere from a week to, 140 days. But every day you speak love over this one and hate words over this one with emotion over both. Oh, I love you, Rice. You're so beautiful. Oh, I hate you. You're foul. You're ugly. You're, And so then you watch what happens. They have discovered that the love declarations over the rice causes it to remain healthy and nutritious and good. But the hate declarations cause
gets just moldy and deteriorates
stuff.
Much faster.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
So we don't want you to live in a cursed realm. We want you to live in a blessed realm. Choose blessing. This is the realm that we want you to live in. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we release your blessing. Your goodness, the realm of your goodness upon each one watching today, that you would seal them into it, that they would choose life, choose blessing all the days of their life. And you know what? You can start with embracing this one. Remember this, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Go look in the mirror and declare that one over yourself. We'll see you next time.
Decree a thing and it shall be established. Patricia King's new book, 31 Decrees of Blessing, provides you with powerful daily decrees to release favor, prosperity, and success in your life. This book also includes profound spiritual devotions and transforming activations designed to reveal God's purpose and destiny for you. Order 31 Decrees of Blessing now, and you will also receive Patricia King's best-selling book, Decree, and Decree for Kids. A soaking CD with 10 decrees aimed at empowering your children with the words and promises of God. Order now and receive this combo for only $15. Call 866-980-5464 and mention television offer number 359 or go online to patriciaking.com. Order today and release the power of the Word of God in your life.
Clarice. Clarice lives in the frozen tundra of Antarctica, which leaves Clarice lacking a church community. So she logs on to XP Web Church, where she can connect with a vibrant church community anytime, anywhere. Join now at xpwebchurch.com.
In the Zone by Patricia King is a powerful book full of principles and ideas to get you out of normal living and into the blessing zone. Order In the Zone for only $20 plus shipping, and you will also receive Patricia's Decree CD. Decree a thing and it shall be established. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 323. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESSED 42828. Order now.